o'clock and 9 would focus on right turn. Right, between now and 2 o'clock. Let me see, what have we got? Well, we've got 4 new singles, hot off the press, from London, of all places. We've got 2 in a row from Mr. Leo Sayre, taking some very good albums. Cold, Leo Sayre. We've got 2 in a row from the Commodores. That can't be bad. Of course, that's half past 12. We have 3 golden oldies, and between 1 o'clock and 2, well, we go nice and easy. So, a mixture of all that, whatever happens between now and 2 a.m. in the morning. Monday to Friday between 12:30 and 2:00, and that's sound there of Johnny Logan Guinness on the road, right, and keeping us on the move. Here's the first of two for this lady. It's a kind of a tune roll. House is born on the one for Kelly Marie. And feels like I'm in love. Thank you. City, it's actually quarter past 12 o'clock here in June with Matt Smurf Road, which you are until 2 a.m. Yeah, you've got me on the run, loving Jess for fun. Right, that's the brand new single which comes hot off the press, just directly from London, only yesterday from Kelly Marie. And I've got a feeling that it's going to be big, big, big. Well, got to say good evening and good morning to you, special lady out there in Geography Street. Her name is Virginia. And thanks to Virginia, I have this record from London as well. It's the brand new single from Olivia Newton-John and Cliff Richard. Here for you, Virginia, is Suddenly.
Bye. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
Alright, there we go. The first one from the Bee Gees tonight, called It's Only Words, Words Are All I Have to Take Your Heart Away. Well, I hope that some of these are going to bring back nice and pleasant memories to all of you, because it's the golden oldies for tonight on Radio City, come from the Bee Gees. The first one you've heard there, called Words, and the next one I'm sure a lot of people will remember, especially from the 1960s. That's the Bee Gees, and I Started the Joke. Which, depending on your moods, either started the whole world laughing or started the whole world crying.
I started a joke. It started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh, no. I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
From 7 days New Terrace Valley, Only Road in St. Luke's County, Cork. Right. Dear Pat, welcome back on the radio. Seems ages since I heard your voice on the air, especially on last Saturday night. And, it says, I enjoyed the chat between Dane and yourself last Thursday night. Would you please play a request for me? Looking forward to your show during the week. Keep up the good work. Lots of love. Coming from Lillian, and I believe that's Lillian McCarty and Mary Fogarty up there as well. So, Lillian, I hope you'll enjoy this one. And of course it's called Why Do Lovers Break Each Other's Hearts. I never really stopped to figure it out. Why do lovers break each other's hearts? Why don't you run and tell me? Maybe we'll put some of them together.
Friday, I've been up to you aware. The John Clare Jazz International Festival has now become an international festival and is recognized so throughout the world. There's a host of artists, and I think really one must say that topping the bill is Ella Fitzgerald. Ella has two performances on Friday at the Opera House. Those of you looking for tickets, I'm sorry, but we did warn you many, many months ago that this was going to be a sellout. Tickets are in fact totally sold. With an artist like Ella Fitzgerald coming in, we expected this. And, the price of the tickets for Ella Fitzgerald here in Cork is £7.50. When you think of it, not 3 months ago I was in London, where Ella Fitzgerald was appearing at the Grosvenor with Count Basie in the orchestra, and tickets for sale were £55 a ticket. So there's a hell of a difference now. For Cork, it's a tremendous thing. We are very, very pleased with it. Ella Fitzgerald is, for many years, the first lady of jazz, and here she is appearing live in Cork.
And her very first time, too.
Fourth time in Cork. She appeared in Dublin. I think she appeared in Dublin back about, I think mid-50s, early 60s. I was too young to sort of get involved in jazz at that time, and I don't remember the concert, but somebody has told me that she was in Dublin many years back. But this is the first time ever that she's come to Cork, and I think this is really, as I said, one of them for us.
And known as the Lady of Jazz.
First Lady of Jazz.
First Lady of Jazz, indeed. And is it rather difficult to get a big name like this over to Cork, especially for a jazz festival?
You see, the festival, the John Clare Jazz Festival, has now become recognized, as I said, as an international festival. And the artists who were here last year and the year before have gone back, and they tour the world, as you know, all the time. And they speak about the festival in Cork. We're getting the name of being the Friendly Festival. And I think this impresses people because we make a fuss of people, and I think rightfully so. When an artist of the caliber of Ella Fitzgerald, and I mean, she's only one. I mean, you can go through the list, and we'd probably do it before the end of the program. The list of people that are coming to the festival is absolutely amazing. They're all 90% of them are world-class artists, and they're all here in one massive weekend of jazz.
cream of jazz.
Very much so, very much so. Again, we'll go through the names later on. Ella Fitzgerald, of course, is the star attraction, completely sold out. Not as much as a half a ticket available for the lady, and I think rightfully so.
Right, you can have the opportunity of listening to her now, at least on disc here on the programme. It's from her new album.
It's the current album, and again, plug, plug, plug. This one, the record shops in town have been very, very good. With a festival this week, they got together and they said, right, look, can we do something for you? And I must thank Burr in Hennessy's, in the record department there, because she got a tremendous collection of albums in, and she very, very kindly informed us on this. We've helped her out with data, posters, etc., etc. So, I mean, they're making a thing of it. And, you know, the whole city is becoming involved, which I think is a great thing.
I'd say some of her albums should be rather selling, because since she is here in Cork, and people might get the opportunity of going to her, but certainly probably buying some of her albums.
Well, they're available. I know that Hennessy's have them available and all. I think there are a couple of other record stores who are doing something, but again, I'm not aware of that straight off. And something that, hopefully, when we meet Ella on Friday, I've got a number of albums. I hope to get one of them autographed. Give it to yourself to give away to
your things. Thank you. And let's take that piece of music. It's called The Lady is a Tramp.
To you. My name is Tony Allen, and welcome to this, the very first edition of Good Morning Madness. Thank you once again to Mark Lawrence since 9 o'clock this morning. In the meantime, you're keeping good company till 12:30. The first one this morning from Blue Mink.
I spent it on his way. pretty woman. She gives me good loving, yeah. I can't believe all my days in a different way, but I won't go astray again.
This morning, coming from the group called Bloom Inc. All the ways back to 1976 we go. And the title of the hymn, that's called By the Devil I Was Tempted. Well, a very good morning to you all. If you're just joining me, it's now 6 minutes past 11, and you're listening to the first program called Mid-Morning Madness. From now until Friday, between 11 and half past 12, my name is Tony Allen, and I'm in the hot seat. No more program at night between 10 and 12, just tell you that. That's between 10 and 12 every night. We had, of course, Jukebox Jive. Let's start off the program with something funny. It's a little custom that happens around the Halloween time. Halloween, of course, next Friday, and it's one that goes for all the ladies if you want to find out who your husband to be. A girl had to be alone in her bedroom as midnight approached. She would be nibbling an apple as she stood before a mirror, and peering over her left shoulder, she would see her husband-to-be. If she had any doubts, she would put two chestnuts on the fire and name them. If they burned quietly, the marriage would be successful. But if one started away from the other, look out, it was a bad omen. So girls, you know what to do next Friday night. Find out the hobby-to-be. Follow the custom. Out of a group called Marmalade.
Yeah.
And there you have it, back to 1974, the golden summer of 1974. They are the group called Marmalade, a group who also had the hit with that single, Obladi Oblada. Do you remember that one? The title of that one that we played for you, that was called Falling Apart at the Seams. We were not just yet. As we're into the program, 11 minutes, that's 11 past 11 on this rather wet, miserable looking Monday morning. So if you're just after waking up and turning on the training and listening to Radio City, don't turn over and go back to sleep. Stay with us, we've got lots of good sounds happening until tonight. Meantime, let's play a request very specially for all the people who should be working at this time. That's everybody who should be working on the Monday, all the people who go for the extended 11s, the long coffee break, who take the half an hour instead of the 20 minutes. We'll play this next one just for you. And the charts for a group called Bad Manners. Mid-morning madness. Number 20 sound, the Radio City Top 40. A song that group called Bad Manners. That's one I like a lot. It's currently in the charts. And it's called, what's it called in fact? The title of it is Special Brew. And believe it or not, I always thought it was called I Love You. That's from Bad Manners, and their album also features that single Nini Nana Nunu. You're in tune with Radio City on 199 meters medium wave. It's rather strange to go in the morning for me, because I'm usually with you in the late night, midnight hour sounds. That's 10 to 12. But now, from now onwards, it's going to be 11 to half past 12. Yours truly, Tony Allen. So when you get up from the job and have a cup of coffee, turn on the radio, because you can join me in some mid-morning madness.
The quality and selection are guaranteed. Our ground floor selection includes all your requirements in casual clothing. For quality, selection and atmosphere, it must be Lee James, Voice Centre, Cork.
Harrington's buns are the only ones, and we at Harrington's offer an excellent fresh bun, ideal for hamburgers and the renowned Bundys. Harrington's buns are the only ones. They stay fresh and tasty forever.
Smash bag. Smash Bag with Tina Charles. Do you remember this one? Hello.
Love me like a lover, love me like no other. Love me like a lover, love me like no other.
In time with Tina Charles and Tyler Dunham. That's called Love Me Like a Lover. Well, in of the program today, we're going to have lots of little hints for the ladies and some for the fellas. Here's one for the girls. Before you wear a pair of pantyhose, freeze them. That's right. Freeze them, put them in the fridge or the freezer, because they will last longer if you do. That's what it says here. Wet them thoroughly, wring out gently, put them in a plastic bag and toss them into the freezer. And once frozen, throw them in the bath tube and hang them out to dry. So before you put on the panties, girls, on the Saturday night, make sure there's no ladders in them. Why not freeze them? Mid-morning madness, yes indeed. Here in Radio City 199. It's a group called The Four Seasons.
Yeah.
town of Frankie Valley in the Four Seasons. And do you remember that one? That's called December 63. Oh, what a night. And there I've done it again, because that hint I gave you about the pantyhose, everybody downstairs in the studio rushed upstairs and said, are you mad, Tony? But it's true. A lot more of these hints. Here's another one. To remove hem creases, sponge the material concerned liberally with vinegar. That's sponge with vinegar and press with a warm iron. I must do that now with my pants because I got them rather dirty last night. If your necklace chain gets knotted, put a drop or two of salad oil on a piece of waxed paper. Lay the knot in the oil and undo it by using two straight pins. It should unknot easily. So, that's another one. And last but not least, to clean grease, etc., from white leather shoes, use a little nail polish remover. It won't work on plastic. So, Joe Jackson, when you get your shoes dirty, you know what to do. Just put a little bit of nail polish. 22 minutes past 11 at the time, mid-morning madness, and you're in tune with Radio City.
For music.
This is a rather sad little song. You ready then, gentlemen?
Yeah, here we go.
Just like the inside of any big shop, people were everywhere. Suddenly business was brought to a stop when a terrible yell hit the air.
I've lost my mommy! I've lost my mommy! I've lost my mommy! I've lost my mommy!
People all gathered to look at the lad, patted him on the head.
Where was your mummy when you saw her laugh?
Turning to her, the boy said, came the manager to fix up the mess, took the small boy aside.
Come on now, lad, let's have your name and address. With a lung full of air, he replied.
I love my mommy! I love my mommy! I love my mommy!
Well, just then his mother appeared on the spot, gave him a hefty whack.
That ought to teach you to go and get lost.
And the little boy's voice floated back.
I found my mommy!
I found my mommy!
Yes, indeed, there you have it then. The son of Ralph Harris, Mr. Australia himself, and the title of that one, that's called I've Lost My Mammy. And we're playing that one very, very specially for Pete Andrews, because he told me last week, he told me once that he was found in a suitcase, believe it or not. Pete Andrews found in a suitcase. I think they should have left him in the suitcase. 25 past 11, this week's number 26 in the Radio City Top 40, Olivia and Cliff.
She walks in and I'm suddenly a hero. I'm taken in, my hopes begin to rise. I don't need the answers, 'cause I
get through.
New single from Olivia Newton-John and Cliff Richard. And believe it or not, when I first heard that one, I could not place it in the movie because, well, she didn't sing it in the movie with Cliff Richard. She sang it with Michael Beck. That was the guy she was skating around the hall with, and that's the one she sang. She looked into his eyes. Oh, doesn't that really turn you on? 29 minutes past 11 of the time, we're taking a commercial break. Back with more music after this.
Roger Corman Limited, 100 and 101 Shandon Street. Large selection of roller and Venetian blinds. We offer a 20% cash discount on both these commodities, wide range of luxury sitting room suites and carpets at very keen prices. Don't forget, Roger Corman is appointed by the Irish Goods Council as a guaranteed Irish stockist. Orders taken at Roger Corman Limited, telephone 506-798 or call to us at 100 and 101 Shandon Street. Northgate Bacon Shop, Shandon Street. Join our Christmas club and let us save for you. The Northgate Bacon Shop is now offering an exclusive chance to order your Christmas turkeys in advance. Save last minute rush and order now. We consider the needs of our customers and provide them with the very best of farm fresh eggs and coots meats. And just to make shopping all the more pleasant, we give the delivery service free of charge. That's Northgate Bacon Shop, Shandon Street in Cork.
Press comes. Oh, do I have to read all these?
Get a move on.
Can I just read the results now? Boosting business 20%. Found need for more staff 25%. Can't cope. Hold back rest of ads contract 35%.
Rubbish.
Retired to Bermuda 18%. Too late. Out of business before contract began 2%.
Hurry up.
Don't join the 2% without the knowledge.
Advertise with Radio City 199 now 496-5293. Or write to Radio City Broadcasting House 27 Parnell Place in Cork.
Silly fool.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the program. Exactly 11:30 of the time. If you're in tune with us just now, I'm with you till 12:30. My name is Tony Allen, and you're listening to some mid-morning madness with you Monday to Friday. Back to more of those hints right now for someone who has to curl up with a hot water bottle at night. This one's for you. To preserve rubber hot water bottles when not in use, inflate the bottle by blowing into it, replace the stopper, smear the outside with a little Vaseline, and hang up till required. And another one? To clean piano keys. That's all the little Liberace's around the city. To clean piano keys, use a piece of old muslin dipped in alcohol. Yes, any kind of alcohol will do. If the keys are very yellow, use flannel moistened with eau de cologne. That's another word for perfume. After all that mid-morning madness, soothing music. England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Moonlight falls like rain. Soft summer nights, been thinking of you. When will I see you again? Soft and low, the music moves. I can't stop thinking about you, thinking about you.
phenomenal group all the way from Stateside, England, Dan and John Ford Coley. The title of that one, that's called Nights Are Forever, and England, Dan and John Ford Coley. Better remembered, of course, for their number one single called I'd Really Love to See You Tonight. Well, you're in tune with Radio City, and you can listen to us each and every day from 7 o'clock in the morning when you have Mr. Mike Cagney, and he's on Morning Cornflake at 7 to 9, 9 to 11. You've got Mark Lawrence, 11 to half past 12. It's mid-morning madness with a cup of coffee and anything else you can supply, and that's yours truly, Tony Allen, and you can turn off after that because we've got Pete Andrews from half past 12 until half past 2, and I don't think anybody could stick 2 hours of Pete Andrews, could you? Letter is, yes indeed, a letter from Lillian McCarthy. Hello to you, Lillian, long time no write. 17 Mountview Terrace, Ballyhooly Road, St. Luke's in Cork. Dear Tony, thank you. I was delighted to hear that you're back on the radio on Monday at 11:15. Would you please play a request for me, and I would like if you played a single If You're Looking for a Way Out by Odyssey. Well, didn't want to play that one this morning. I said we'd play the next one instead for you. Good luck with the morning shows. Hope they will be a great success. Lots of love from your number one listener, Lillian. So if anybody wants to dispute Lillian being my number one listener, all you have to do is write into me. That's Tony Allen, Mid-Morning Madness, Radio City, 27 Parnell Place here in Cork. Right then, we are starting a competition, by the way, tomorrow morning, but more about that later on. In the meantime, the music goes on with Neil Diamond. A single from 1978. The title of this one, it's called Desiree.
The 3rd of June, on that summer's day, when I became a man at the hands of a girl almost twice my age. And she came to me just like the morning sun. And so much her words as such, and the way they were sung, it was the way they were sung. Burned up and down my mind. She was there and gone without one regret. But she continues on like the words of a song I could not forget. I could not forget.
I try to pay nice compliment to Indian maid. Me tell him her that she dance more and sweat less than any fat Indian I know, and pow, right in schnuzzle.
Well, that's that's something that shouldn't happen to anybody. Well, here's something, a little bit of a hint, another little bit of a hint for you. We have lots of these happening in the programs between Monday and Friday. Wakey Wakey, it's called. If you have ever tried to struggle awake from a bad dream before the really nasty bit happens, relax. That's right, relax. A doctor, that's right, a doctor has come up with a gadget to nip nightmares in the bud. Dr. Keith Hearn, a psychologist at Hull University, has designed an electronic device that fits under the nose. It sounds an alarm when the sleeper starts to breathe more quickly under the stress of a terrifying nightmare. So when you have that nightmare, just look at your alarm, it goes off and you wake up. And don't worry, I'll be dealing with those. In fact, I'll be the agent for those here in Cork. So if you want a little, we call it nightmare alarm, all you have to do is write here to Radio City. And the price, yes, the price is £750 and any other valuables you have. As I said, Mid-Morning Madness, your zingy program. Exactly 20 to 12, and this is Diana Ross. The title track from her current album, The Boss.
Taxi service, it's got to be Russell's Whitehead Taxis at 76 Barrack Street, Cork. We are available 24 hours a day at 509-011. We also cater for weddings and funerals, and our list of cars include Mercedes, Daimler, and Peugeot. Contact us now at 76 Barrack Street or phone 509-011 for Russell's Whitehead Taxis and limousines. Remember that number again, it's 509-011.
Is your car battery sounding a little like this in the mornings? Leaside Industries, Dusko Industrial Estate now have in stock car batteries from £18.70. Suitable for every application from Mini to Rolls-Royce. Also truck and tractor batteries, one-year guarantees and two-year guarantees for light and heavy-duty batteries. Call to Leaside Industries, Dosco Industrial Estate, South Douglas Road. Telephone 931-477.
Yes, indeed, welcome back to the program. 15 minutes to 12 o'clock, that's 15 to 12. And if you're having a coffee break or anything like that, I think it's time to stop it because, well, you've been on a break for 3/4 of an hour. And most jobs only allow the 20 minutes time. Here's a little few golden rules that I always listen to. Muir's golden rule of menus. If you can pronounce it, you probably can't afford it. Royal's rule, think lucky. If you fall in a pond, check your pockets for fish. Vogel's rule, the length of a minute depends on which side of the toilet door you're on. That's the toilet door you're on. And the last one is called this one. That if a particular wind that dies the minute, that's right, there's a particular wind that dies the minute you try to launch a kite and starts up when you drop a banknote. So if you drop a pound note, I guarantee you there's going to be a wind start up. So here's some of the music you hear on the Lunchtime Show, brought to you by Pete Andrews, Tom Jones.
I've been in love so many times, thought I knew the score, but now you've treated me so wrong, I can't take anymore, and it looks like me.
anybody who was above there in the No Name Club in Juries last night, a very special few, that's the sound of Tom Jones and something called Never Gonna Fall in Love Again. Well, we're coming up with lots of these little things in the program. This one's called What's Bugging You? A portable computer dating machine, that's right. A portable computer dating machine has been patented in America. Designer Carlisle Dixon of Milwaukee calls it the love bug. The bug is about the size of a cigarette packet. It contains silicon chips programmed with details of your age, work, hobbies, likes, and dislikes. Another program records what kind of partner you would like. That's two programs in fact. And if you would meet someone carrying one of the bugs and the specifications match, both love bugs start bleeping. So if your love bug bleeps, you know you've met the one of your dreams. Very simple, isn't it? 10 minutes to 12 is the time for the love bugs. Here's a guy called Randy Edelman. Hit single from 74, Concrete and the Clay.
You to me are sweet as roses in the morning. You to me are soft as summer rain at dawn. In love we share, that's something rare. Oh, the sidewalks and the streets, the concrete and the clay. Beneath my feet begins to crumble, 'cause love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally, and that's the way it's meant to be. Shades of evening, and on the ground the shadows fall, and once again you're in my arms so tenderly. Oh, the sidewalks and the streets, the concrete and the clay. Beneath my feet begins to crumble, God, love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally, and that's the way it's meant to be. Oh, the sidewalks and the streets, the concrete and the clay.
Back in time with Randy Edelman, number originally recorded way, way back in the early 60s by a group called Unit 4 Plus 2. The title of that one, that's called Concrete and the Clay. Well, if you're looking for somewhere to go for the honeymoon, that's all the newlyweds listening to the program, Mid-Morning Madness, all you have to do is go to the Hotel Franco Suisse. Guests who use room 11 at the Hotel Franco Suisse, you can go to bed in France and wake up in Switzerland. So that's two for the price of one, because the frontier passes through the middle of the hotel and a double bed in the town of La Cure, but soon the frontier is going to be moved. So take you to France and Switzerland, just holiday at the Hotel Suisse.
Flashback, 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 flashback.
Well, the flashback we're going to supply is, do you remember Johnny Logan winning the Eurovision Song Contest? Yes, of course you do, with one called What's Another Year? Well, his brand new single and brand new album are out. This is the brand new single, one called Give a Little Bit More. I'm not used to getting up early in the morning. Still half asleep. Let me get news at 12. In the meantime, here's Johnny.
You were given as much as me. When it's small talk, and
It's on number 6 this week in the Radio City Top 40. Ireland's own Johnny Logan, heartthrob of millions.
Johnny, we love ya.
That's his current single. That's called Give a Little Bit More. Too much, too soon. Well, indeed, you're listening to Radio City here on 199. My name is Tony Allen, bringing you some mid-morning madness Monday to Friday. That's 11 to half past 12. Lots of little hints in the program, lots of little tidbits of useless and useful information. Taking us up to news time, the time now exactly 2 minutes to 12. Here's the sound of a group called Cats in UK. Oh, those four lovely ladies. And Luton Airport. Four lovely ladies who call themselves Cats UK. And that's a single they made the charts with. And the title of the one that's called Luton Airport.
Keen Squats Time on the Hour, Radio City News.
Seven prisoners who were to go on a hunger strike today were named last night by provisional Sinn Féin sources in Belfast. All are in their 20s or early 30s. They are serving sentences ranging from 14 years to life imprisonment for crimes including murder, attempted murder, and armed robbery. In Iran, Parliament went into private session this morning to resume its debate on the chance for the release of the American hostages. In the war with Iraqi and Iran, spokesmen have said more than 100 civilians were killed when Iraqi rockets hit the garrison town of Desbul. The Labour conference in Cork ended last night with a call for land to be taken into public ownership. There was also criticism of the government's failure to expand the food processing industry and the profits made by the two main banking groups. The John Player Cork Jazz Festival comes to the closing stages tonight at the Metropole Hotel. Big names to appear here so far include Louis Belson and the Big Band Explosion and the ever-popular Ella Fitzgerald. Ambulance drivers at the Cork Regional Hospital here announced their intention to stage a 24-hour strike as and from midnight tonight. The men are members of the Amalgamated Transport and General Workers Union. The dispute concerns the suspension of two men whom they want reinstated. The body of an unidentified man was taken from the River Lee, Cork, opposite the City Hall. Gardaí at Union Quay Station said the body was that of a man in his 50s. He was 6 feet tall with black, wavy hair. A suspected extremist underwent an emergency operation in a hospital in the Republic last night after a gun battle near the Monaghan-Armagh border. Three gunmen were attempting to hijack a car on a border road when British soldiers arrived and opened fire. According to a British Army spokesman, one of the gunmen was hit, but they were dragged across the border with his two companions. It was confirmed last night that the 26-year-old man, who is a native of Northern Ireland but lives in the Republic, underwent an emergency operation at Monaghan County Hospital for the removal of a bullet. And finally, the death has occurred in Belfast to Mr. Sam Cray, one of the North's leading playwrights. He was 52 and had been ill for some time. He wrote several West End comedies, including Pyjama Tops. The Cork area forecast for today, mainly cloudy with outbreaks of rain or drizzle, may be coming heavy and persistent in places this afternoon. Rain will tend to die out later today and tonight. That's the news and weather for now.
That won't bring the time, but 2 minutes past 12. Thank you, Pete Andrews, for the news reported live to you by the Radio City News Desk. Well, you're in tune with Radio City, happening at 199 metres medium wave, being now at half past 12. That's another half an hour. My name is Tony Allen, coming away at half 12 to half 2. You've got Pete Andrews, and of course, his lunchtime special, and he tells me today he'll be doing a feature on Jerry Rafferty from half past 2 until 5 o'clock. Hope you got. You've got Carl Johnson, he'll be bringing you Bank Holiday Afternoon Delights from 5 until 7 o'clock, that's right, 5 to 7. You've got Noel Evans, so that's something to look forward to, and Noel Evans bringing you the home run, no doubt with a little bit of a rundown on what happened in the Jazz Festival over the weekend. Right now, it's time for...
There's one number one.
That's week's number one, coming from that lovely lady, who starred with Kris Kristofferson, Barbra Streisand. Written by Barry Gibb, taken from her album Guilty. Nice and slow and easy, this one. Very specially for Doris, we'll dedicate it. It's called A Woman in Love.
Life is a moment in space when the dream is gone. It's a lonelier place. I kiss the morning goodbye, but down inside, you know.
Record didn't come closer to Christmas. Because I do believe it would stay in the charts over Christmas at number one. brand new one from Barbra Streisand.
Get you into my world.
And from now on, just after the 12 o'clock news, we'll be playing for you every week the number one. And the title of the album, that's called A Woman in Love. Right now it's 8 minutes after 12, and then 22, that's 22 minutes time, you've got Pete Andrews, and he'll be taking you right up until, what time will he take you up to? He'll be taking you up until 2:30, so stay with Pete.
Hey, look alive! Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Somebody won't send you happiness, but we know we will. Come on now, smile, get happy, yeah.
Indeed, recorded live up there on the Jazz Festival for Radio City. That's called Get Happy. Before we play this next piece of music, here's a little bit of information. It's called How Can I Cure That Aching Head I Have After a Hangover? In fact, how can you cure a hangover? Some people drink and have little or no hangover, while others suffer dreadfully. The throbbing in the head, the headache, feeling like a leprechaun with a hammer. The ill effects of drinking are usually due to impurities in the drink rather than the alcohol itself. Drink plenty of water before going to bed after boozing. So lads, if you're going out tonight, or if you're going out over the Christmas and you don't want to wake up with the head and think, oh, the morning after the night before, all you have to do is drink lots of water after you go to bed. The movie's in town at the moment. It's called Spirit of the Wild. Opening last night and going by the crowd. Lots of money to be made. Maybe.
Deep inside the forest is a door.
Called Tom Pace. The music from that show, Grizzly Adams. And the music you'll hear right throughout that film, Spirit of the Wild. The title of that one, that's called Maybe. Taking a commercial break, back with more music after this.
Has your car got radiator problems? Leaking or overheating radiators can cause serious engine damage. Call us now at Leaside Industries, Dosco Industrial Estate. We can supply radiators for most popular makes of car. We also offer a first-class repair service for every type of radiator for cars, vans, trucks, tractors, etc. Call to Leaside Industries, Dosco Industrial Estate, South Douglas Road. Telephone 931-477.
It's the Vintage Disco Tech.
Every Tuesday night at the Country Club Hotel Montanotti. Dancing from 11 until 2, suppers with bar extension till 1:30. Remember, special reductions for groups and parties. That's at the Vintage Disco Tech, the Country Club Hotel, every Tuesday night. See you there.
Whoa,
music!
That's right. More music right until 12:30. Before we go any further, it's a little letter we got in here. I would like to thank all the publicans, that's all the publicans, both city and suburbs, for allowing me to sell Padre Pio 1981 calendars on their premises. Also the general public who subscribed to such a worthy cause. All work was done voluntary. So thank you all the publicans. Thank you everybody who won those calendars. And looking around the studio, I think we have one downstairs ourselves. That came from Thomas Hyde, 9 Churchfield Terrace East in Cork, and he says thank you and wishing you all a very happy Christmas. Music goes on with Joe Dolan and something called My Love.
My love, here I stand with a broken heart. My love, it was you from the very start.
Currently enjoying success, at least he was 2 weeks ago over there in the Las Vegas circuit, and he was making lots of money. He started off, believe it or not, third on the billing, and right now he's first. He's got his name in 40-foot lights, so that's Joe Dolan for you. Here's something, a little bit of information. An obsolete lighthouse gave businessman Helmut Kullman a bright idea. He bought the 75-foot-high 130-ton tower. That's better. And used a seaborne crane to lift it from its foundations near Bremerhaven, West Germany. Then he moved the lighthouse 5 miles and he turned it into a pub. I've heard of light ale, but this beats all out. 12:16, and here's one very specially for all the mummies. Coming from Glen Campbell, Dreams of an Everyday Housewife.
He looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Thinks of the young man that she almost married. Why?
he think if he saw her this way? She picks up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. So he starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. The photograph album she takes from the closet and slowly turns the page. Carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her now with her today. Closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappears. And just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all their minds back so many years. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere any time of the day. Who gave up the good life for me. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday.
I love singing that one. Back to 1968, the golden year, when I was only 7 years of age. The title of that one, that's called Dreams of the Everyday Housewife. Well, you can dream about me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night. Oh, my God, I've done it again. I should have said every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm so used to doing that nighttime program that I'm kind of forgetting I'm in the middle of the day. I'm so used to getting up about 6 o'clock and going into the studio, doing my program, and going home again. Anyway, 20 past 12 at the time, the title of that one, that's called The Dreams of the Everyday Housewife. Don't forget, come your way at what time? At 12:30, you've got...
This is a rave. From the grave.
No, I don't mean Pete Andrews is a rave from the grave. We'll be playing lots of golden oldies, I presume. Right now, it's time for Tina Charles. How I love her. Tina, love me like a lover. Dance, little lady, dance. And this one, Turn Back the Hands of Time. Right now you're listening to Mid-Morning Madness.
Turn back the hands of time. I want
from Tina Charles. And it's out of that one. That's her current single. That's called Turn Back the Hands of Time. The time is 24 and 30 seconds past the hour of 12 o'clock. Come your way at 12:30. You've got Pete Andrews, and he's with you until 2:30, so stick around. After that, you've got Carl Johnson. After that, again, you've got Noel Evans. In the meantime, here's the current single from Mr. Jermaine Jackson. Could you imagine waltzing to this one? Follow up to Let's Get Serious. Don't you know, you're supposed to keep your love for me.
What are you doing out there, baby? Messing around with all the guys. What are you doing out there playing? Aren't you supposed to be mine? What are you doing out there, baby? That ain't the way it's supposed to be.
The elder brother of Michael Jackson, of the Jacksons. So simple. And the title of that's the call, Don't You Know You're Supposed to Keep Your Love From Me. Well, I have to laugh now because, well, believe it or not, last night above there in the jury's no-name club, I went up and I had a look first time up there. And would you believe I actually saw Pete Andrews, yes, Pete Andrews, in a dicky bow. Yes, could you believe it? Anybody who knows what Pete Andrews looks like, he's about 3 foot high and about 6 foot thick, and could you imagine him in a dicky bow?
Great.
Before we go, one more hint. When hanging out clothes, clip the clothes pegs around an old raincoat belt and fasten the belt around your waist. This will save you from constant stooping.
Oh, I can't keep it. I can't keep it. I've got to let it out. I've got to show the world. World's got to see. See all the love. Love that's in me. I said, why walk alone? Why worry when it's warm over here? You've got so much to say. Say what you mean. Meanwhile, you think and think anything. Oh, why? Why must you waste your life away? You've got to live for today, then let it go. Oh, lover, I want to spend time with you. There's nothing I wouldn't do if you let me know. Oh,
up for your love. Love heats my blood. Blood spins my head and my hair falls in love. Oh.
Stevens, a little golden oldie one now, and that's called Can't Keep It In. Well, the time is 12:30, and we do hope you enjoyed the program. Back again tomorrow morning at 11. Until then, it's Mid-Morning Madness saying goodbye.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear that you're finished. Thank you, Tony, for a rather unacceptable show today. And, well, we'll be back again tomorrow between 11 and 12:30 with another one of those funny shows, to say the least. Good afternoon to you. It's Pete Andrews with you now and 2:30. Another miserable day in downtown Cork. Well, we're going to turn up the music for you. I open the show with an instrumental. Dedicated to the guy with the funny face. Sorry, Tom. Oh, the sarcasm. Karen Young for you now and Hot Shot. That's a Con Young for there, and Hotshot will be my show for today. Team's quartz time, 27 minutes to 1 o'clock on Radio City, 199. And it's Bank Holiday Monday. Although we're away 1-2, but now, nonetheless, you're still on holiday for the day. Right now, a piece of the Stylistics. A funky weekend.
Tuesday. Gonna make some heat, gonna rock my baby with a funky beat.